Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Hurricane Hotline. It's a bye week. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., the Mario Cristobal Show will return next week prior to North Carolina. We will be with you for the next 2 hours, talking University of Miami sports in hour number two. We'll talk with Hurricanes head basketball coach Jim Larrañaga and women's basketball coach Katie Meyer as they began practice yesterday for the upcoming season. So we'll dive into basketball in hour number two. Bye week for the University of Miami. Carolina's coming up. A big week inside the ACC. We'll take a look at some of those games. Hurricanes are coming off a very rough loss, Don, to Middle Tennessee State. A loss where a lot of second guessing can be done, but this was a total team effort in terms of if you want to point the fingers, point it everywhere, because this was a team loss.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that can point a finger in this ball game, Joe. And you're right; it was a team loss, and it'll be remembered as a team loss. I think you have to realize that the defense gave up an extraordinary amount of big plays in a fashion that we haven't been used to seeing. The offense, you know, started the worst possible two series, you know, maybe in the history of the program, where you throw a pick on play one and the next pass you throw is a pick six. And then, you know, you fumble the ball away again. And fortunately, Cam Kitchens in between some of that came up with a play himself. But, you know, it was negative play, negative play, negative play, and major negative play. And then it didn't stop. And the energy level that Middle Tennessee brought in here was outstanding. You could tell that they had studied game film, or their coaching staff had taken on the Miami project, I guarantee you, the entire offseason. And they came in with a great game plan, and they executed. And as we've seen through my entire life, when Miami loses, it's usually Miami beating Miami and helping the opponent as much as anybody. So it's an unfortunate situation, but you go back in time, you realize, you know, there's a coaching change, there's a philosophy change, there's an offensive change, there's a defensive change, and football is a pure repetition sport. So you played a team that had as a head coach for 15 or 16 years, and they've been doing what they've been doing for that long, and you're playing a Miami team who was not prepared in the sense mentally to go out and battle. That was the case. And I mean, it just didn't seem that they had the energy to overcome the negative plays, and they're still learning their offense and their defense and their special teams and their head coach and everybody else.
I think the eye opener is everybody points to it's another loss to a Conference USA team. Miami lost to FIU. They lost to Louisiana Tech. What I think about is, Miami played a game a couple years ago against Virginia Tech at home and couldn't get out of their own way. That was a game where the quarterback was intercepted, very similar to this one, I think, on the first three possessions before a quarterback change was made to Nikosi Perry, who tried to rally the team but came up short. Then there was a game against Georgia Tech where they got beat at home again. Kind of started off in a similar way. Quarterback gets sacked in the end zone, fumble, Tech recovers it, fake punt by the Georgia Tech punter who throws a touchdown pass down the sideline. I think most of us thought, well, maybe we're past those games. The eye-opener is Miami's not past those games. And that's just a signal, I think, for Coach Cristobal. And he said it, got a lot of work to do. And I think that's not only a lot of work in terms of execution, it's a lot of work in terms of roster management moving forward.
Well, I believe that, and I was a part of something that where you had to learn how to win. You had to learn how to, Coach Snellenberger created a new culture and taught us how to win. And when we thought we were working hard, and we weren't, and he realized that he could take us to another level. And I think you're seeing some of that right now. Mario Cristobal is got a pedigree in coaching, and he knows what he's doing. I'm there and you're there, and I see it and I believe in it, and it's gonna, but it takes time. And I don't think you can put a program under a microscope anymore in college football. I mean, last weekend you had Oklahoma lose a football game that they never thought they would lose. You've had Notre Dame lose a couple football games and a game to Marshall that they thought they'd never lose. We saw App State go to Texas A&M and beat Texas A&M and then win on the last play and then lose the next, win on the last play the next week and then lose last week. And every single week there's one or two examples of how this playing field is basically level in a lot of respects for 95% of the teams. And I think that that's something that we're going to have to get used to in college football, that it's very hard to put a dominating product on the field week in and week out. And whether it's, Alabama getting out of Texas or Texas losing to this, it's every single week. And we'll see it again this coming week when Miami's not playing, and we'll see it every single week throughout the year. But you've got to, back to Miami, you've got to just realize that he's giving them the right direction. Coach Cristobal is. It's go back to work and let's focus on being 1-0. And that's the right way. It's win today, win this play, and they've got to learn from it. And, I don't know that we've really seen any players, step forward as far as providing great leadership, individual great leadership. I've seen some guys that are working hard, and I see some guys that have great potential, but on every great football team, there are a couple great leaders. Whether they're great players or not, that's not always the case, but there are guys that are providing it. And I think with this off week, you're going to start seeing some of that come forward.
Well, I felt during the off season that if Miami lost a couple of games, the criticism would be, the default position would be, as it always is, go right to the coordinators. Now, you've got two coordinators, Kevin Steele and Josh Gattis, that are very, very smart, bright guys in a room, each in their room, surrounded by other bright guys. The Miami situation is not because of coordinators or coaches. They've got a very well-respected coaching staff. Josh Gattis was you can't do any better than win the Broyles Award, right? I mean, the guy was in the semifinals last year here in the Orange Bowl game. He's fine. The guys that Coach Cristobal has surrounded himself with, they are fine. That's not the issue. The issue is, you just mentioned leadership. I would counter and also say, when the other team game plans for Miami, who are they afraid of? And that's been the case, and that's only going to be solved in recruiting. Who are they afraid of? Is there a guy that can run by someone? Is there a pass rusher like Jalen Phillips? Maybe you'd say, okay, you're afraid of James Williams, but who are you afraid of? Who are you staying away from, and who are you game planning around?
Well, that is an excellent question, and I believe one of the most attractive things, there were many, that why Coach Cristobal was brought in to lead the University of Miami, was because of his reputation and the proof of him being maybe the best recruiter in the country. And, I go back to the game, the first pregame show we did this year, when, everybody's happy and everybody's undefeated and we've had all this good news. And I threw out the numbers 5 and 15. And that's what Georgia had 5 first round draft picks last year, 5 of them. And they had 15 players last year, not on the team, last year drafted. And they lost I think they lost the SEC championship game. And with all that talent, and then they turn it around and win a national championship. And it was Coach Smart's fifth or sixth year there, and they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's what it takes. You have to procure the talent, and that talent has to be able to be to form a chemistry, and then you will get winning. And Miami went from a 40 or 50 ranked team in recruiting and finished in the top 13 or 14 in 2.5 weeks with basically a limited staff, with a head coach and Coach Mirabal out on the road and a couple other guys getting this done. So it's as much about Jimmy's and Joe's as it is the X's and O's. I think it's a combination of both, and it will come together. I don't know if it's going to come together against North Carolina. I don't know if it's going to come together against Florida State, but you will know when it comes together. And I don't know that all the fans will know, because it's not going to be some 100-0 win, but the team will know when it comes together. There was a chance that it could have came together against Middle Tennessee. They would have been able to come back and win that game after that much adversity. I think that would have been a big building block, but I've seen it happen. I've been on teams where it's happened that way, and you'll know. I mean, I'll know, and then the coaches will know, the players will know, and then you'll see it could be, and it'll go from 1 week to the next, and I don't know when it'll happen, but I'm positive it will.
You'll know when it's because the play and the effort will be consistent. It won't be up and down. It'll be consistent. Things will be consistent. Red zone scores will be consistent. Third downs will be consistent. It won't be up and down. Quarterback play will be consistent. And that's where we are now. Got a bye week to figure out what they're going to do between Jake Garcia and Tyler Van Dyke.
I think it's the best news of all is that there is a bye week. And, you know, the school that Coach Cristobal comes from is that every day is open competition, whether it's competition to be a captain of this football team or a captain for the year or a position player. Every day is open competition, and that's what it is right now. And, you know, I'm a believer that the quarterback position is not exempt from competition, and they will evaluate it like they evaluate an incoming recruit, like they evaluate any practice, and they evaluate what's going to help them win, meaning help Miami win the next football game. And has somebody improved, or does somebody provide something that somebody that the other guy doesn't provide, that'll make a difference. And that's going to sort itself out. And fortunately, they're going to be able to do that, spend a lot of time on that this week, and they'll make a decision, and the starter will be the starter. And if Miami wins, everybody will be happy again. And if they don't win, they go back to work. But I hate to tell you, win, lose, or draw, Miami is not close to being anywhere close to being a finished product. They're just not. They're just not finished. I mean, he's laying a foundation, and the ugliest work on a construction site is laying the foundation. And that's what's going on right now.
Let's move away from Miami for just a moment. Big game inside the ACC this week. Top 10 teams, Clemson at home, where they lead the nation at the longest winning streak at home right now. They're going to take on North Carolina State. Again, State gets on the big stage. Dave Dorn, big opportunity for his team. Clemson's averaging 43 points a game. North Carolina State's defense gives up 11 points per game.
Yeah, it's going to be – what an interesting ball game. I mean, it's right now it looks like the two best teams in the ACC. And you got to realize that NC State is – this is a great chance for them. I think they beat Clemson at their place last year, and it'd be very nice to see – if you're an NC State fan, if you're a Wolfpack guy to go see that you beat them on the road, that'll put a big feather in your hat. And this has been a long mountain for Dave Dorn, and he's done a good job climbing it. I mean, he's got a team that's very, very consistent. And I got the chance to watch some of that Wake Forest Clemson game, and the amount of points that, that Wake Forest put up, and I know they have a different offense than people see every week, but Clemson's defense was the strong point, supposedly, of the football team, and they gave up a ton of points, and the quarterback of Clemson had been struggling, and they ended up putting up a whole lot of points. So it's a crazy game, and it'll be very, very interesting. I don't think it'll turn out how anybody thinks it will.
By the way,
how it's going to be played.
A sidebar note: the University of Miami leads the league in total offensive plays. Miami's run the ball 714 yards on the ground, over 1,000 passing. Miami has run 311 offensive plays. So they've gone to a slower tempo this year, yet they lead the league in the amount of plays run per game. They're averaging almost 6 yards per play. Miami's next two opponents play each other on Saturday, North Carolina and Virginia Tech. Carolina on defense, allowing 495 yards a game. That's with Gene Chizik as their defensive coordinator. Virginia Tech allows 256 yards a game on defense.
Yeah, that game may last 6 hours with everything being thrown around. That's going to be an interesting matchup for me. I'll remind everybody that North Carolina has slid by a couple games by the skin of their teeth. I mean, App State, I think, put 40 on them in the fourth quarter. So they've had their defensive problems with a guy that won a national championship in Gene Chizik, and they've struggled. North Carolina has, and fortunately, they lost to Notre Dame, and it's going to be interesting to see, Joe. I think that North Carolina's just got the quarterback situation is far better than Virginia Tech's at this time, and you had the coaching change at Virginia Tech, which takes a while for everybody to get adjusted to. So I think North Carolina, I'd be surprised if they don't win it.
Finally, Florida State will play Wake Forest at home. Wake put up 48 or 45 on Clemson, but Florida State, they are number one in the league in total offense, over 500 yards a game, and they have found their identity. They run the football, 226 yards a game.
And they run it very, very well. They've won four football games with a couple different quarterbacks. And Florida State, it's taken them a while to find their way under their new head coach. And, you know, he had a couple losing seasons there, but you start seeing them come together now. You start seeing the culture that he wanted to create there come into play. They're playing better defense. They're certainly, as you mentioned, the running game is something that can take a lot of pressure off of everybody, and it seems to be working for the Noles.
They are number one in total offense, number three in total defense. So they have found their identity with a running game as well. Okay, Miami will play North Carolina next Saturday, October the 8th. 4 o'clock kickoff will be on the air at 12 noon, 4 p.m. kickoff next Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium. The Mario Cristobal Show returns here next Monday night. Our Hurricane Hotline will be next Monday night, so be sure to circle that on your calendar, October the 3rd, Monday night, 6 to 8, Coach Cristobal returns on Monday night. Don and I will continue, or we will continue, on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.